السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you had a good week. Today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. Inshallah, today's lesson is going to be from ayah number 143 until ayah number 147. And as always, we'll start first with a recitation of these ayahs, and then we will move on to the tajweed analysis for some of the rules that appear within these verses. So inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, we will begin from ayah number 143 from the beginning of the lesson, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثمانية أزواج، من الضأن اثنين ومن المعز اثنين، قل أذكرين حرم أم الأنثيين أم اشتملت عليه أرحام الأنثيين، نبئوني بعلم إن كنتم صادقين. ومن الإبل اثنين ومن البقر اثنين، قل أذكرين حرم أم الأنثيين أم اشتملت عليه أرحام الأنثيين، أم كنتم شهداء إذ وصاكم الله بهذا، فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا ليضل الناس بغير علم، إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل لا أجد فيما أوحي إلي محرما على طاعم يطعمه إلا أن يكون ميتة أو دما مسفوحا أو لحم خنزير فإنه رجس أو فسقا أحل لغير الله به، فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن ربك غفور رحيم. وعلى الذين هادوا حرمنا كل ذي ظفر، ومن البقر والغنم حرمنا عليهم شحومهما إلا ما حملت ظهورهما أو الحوايا أو ما اختلط بعظم، ذلك جزيناهم ببغيهم وإنا لصادقون. فإن كذبوك فقل ربكم ذو رحمة واسعة ولا يرد بأسه عن القوم المجرمين. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 143 to ayah number 147. Now let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of our lesson and start with the tajweed rules that appear within these ayahs. So starting from ayah 143, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثمانية أزواج. So here we are stopping because I see that there is that mark of stopping. So I will go ahead and put a sukun on this letter jim. So we know that anytime the letter jim has a sukun, because it is one of the letters of Qutb Jadd, there is going to be a little bit of a bounce or a recoil on this letter. Azwaj. So just give that a little bit of bounce. We have the letter Zay here, which has a sukun. So as we know, Zay also has the characteristic of Safir, meaning that there's going to be a little bit of a whistle or a little bit of a buzz on this letter. So as you are pressing down between your two teeth, the air escaping is going to create that sound of the buzzing. So do allow that to lengthen just a little bit so that you are properly saying the sifat of this letter. Min al-dhani. Dhad here is going to be heavy. It is part of Ghusa Dakhlin Gilv. Hamza here is a letter of Jahir, which means that when it has a sukun, the sound is abruptly going to stop in the throat. So we do want to make sure that we are emphasizing this just a little bit, because if we are not creating that sharp sound from the throat, it does begin to sound like a two count alif med that appears within the jawf. So these are two different makharij, two different letters. So here when I say min al-dhani, just making sure that it's a little bit sharp, because if not, it will sound like min al-dhani. So now this is a two count med from the jawf. So it is not a med letter. It is the letter hamza with a sukun. So again, kind of giving it that sifat is going to make sure that that letter is very audible. Mina bo'nithnaini. And then that here is going to have hams, just a little bit of air escaping as we say this letter. Nay is medlin, meddan ma, 1.5. Wa min al ma'arzi, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. It is a letter of tawassut, meaning the sound is going to stretch just a little bit, allow it to kind of roll around in the middle of the throat and give it its proper time. Ma'arzithnain. That here again with hams, nain, this is medlin, meddan ma, 1.5. And because I am stopping here, we can turn this into a four count med because I have given that nun sukun. So it is also now mad'arid lis sukun. So if you like, you can make this either 2, 4, or 6 count, depending on what you are sticking to. We normally stick to 4 count mudud. So therefore, this will also become a 4 count med. Qul, qaf is going to be heavy. Lam has tawassut. Adhakarain. Here we have a med. This is going to be a 6 count med. This is known as med lazim kalimi. So because it is a 6 count med, it is known as med lazim, and it is kalimi because it is found within one word. So we see that there is that med, and then following that med, there is a letter with shadda. So we are going to say this letter, the full 4 counts, and then because of that shadda, we will add another 2 counts to the total count of this med, making it a total of 6 count med. And as we learned, anytime there is a med followed by a letter with shadda, we will also have to give it the characteristic of nabr, meaning that you will raise the voice a little bit and you will give a little bit more emphasis on this letter dhal. So you can hear that as I am saying the med, as I move towards the dhal, I raise the voice just a little bit and I give it a little bit more pressure just to emphasize that the letter dhal here does have shadda. So we want to make sure that as we're saying this med, we're not dropping that first dhal that appears within the shadda. Okay? And if we don't do nabr, it will sound like adhakarain. So I don't really hear that shadda too much. So to emphasize and to let the listener know that there is shadda here, we will apply nabr, meaning we will give it some emphasis. We will raise the voice just a little bit as we are moving from the med to the letter with shadda, which here is the letter dhal. So this is going to be med lazim, 6 count med. Harrama, ra here in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Amil unthayain madlin ammashtamalat. Sheen is going to have tafashi. It's going to spread the sound around the mouth. And then that here, ammashtamalat, is going to have humps. Alayhi, ayn from the middle of the throat. Arham, ra here is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. Arhamul unthayayn, again here we end on a 2, 4, or 6 count mad. Nabbi'uni, bi'ilmin, lam has tawassut. Bi'ilmin in, this is going to be idhar. We see that there is a tanween, followed by the letter hamza, which is one of the throat letters. Kuntum, this is going to be ikhfa. Mim has tawassut. Sadiqin, sad is going to be heavy. It is permanently heavy. And this is going to be a 2-count med. Qaf is also going to be heavy because it is khussa daghdin gilf. 144, وَمِنَ الْإِبَلِ اثْنَيْنِ لَمْ has تَوَسُّتْ. And then here, وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ اثْنَيْنِ لَمْ again has تَوَسُّتْ. Qaf is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. قُلْ أَذَّكَرَيْنِ, again we have a 6-count med lazim here. We see that there is going to be that sign of med followed by the letter shadda. So again, pull for 6 counts and then make sure that for the letter dal, you are giving it nabar as well. Harrama, ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Amil unthayayni amma ishtamalat alayhi arhamul unthayayn. So again, the same words from the previous ayah are repeated. Arham, ra in this case is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. Am kuntum shuhada'a, this is going to be a 4-count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within the same word. Idh wassakumullah, sad is going to be heavy. In this case, it is khussa dakhdin gilv and it is a 2-count med, which will also be heavy. Name of Allah here is heavy as well because the letter before has dhamma. Bihadha, ha is 2-count, dha is 2-count med. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ, noon sakin here is going to be إِلْهَار. There is a noon sakin followed by the letter hamza, which is one of the letters of the throat. أَظْلَمُ, ظَا here is going to be heavy. مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى, فَا is going to have humps. رَا in this case is heavy because it has a fatha, and this is a 2-count mad. عَلَى اللَّهِ, name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has fatha. كَذِبًا لِيُضِلَّ, this is going to be إِدْغَام with out ghunna. So we see that there is a noon sakin or a tanween followed by the letter lam. Lam is one of the letters of yarmalun, which are the letters of idgham, but lam and ra are letters of idgham without ghunna, meaning that there is no sound of noon here, there is no sound of ghunna here. So I will merge the letter ba directly into the letter lam. كَذِبًا لِيُضِلَّ, ضَاد here is heavy. لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, غَي is going to be a heavy غَيْن, ra in this case is light because it has a kasra. عِلْم, عَيْن is from the middle of the throat. لَام has سُكُون, it will have تَوَسُّت. مِيم also has سُكُون because I have stopped here. Both of these letters are letters of تَوَسُّت, so we will make sure that we are spending an equal amount of time on each of these letters. عِلْم, so make sure that lam has proper time and mim also has proper time. They are both letters of tawassut, so the time that you spend on both of them should be equal. Inna Allaha, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. La yahdi, ha here has a sukun. It is one of the letters of hams, meaning that there is going to be air. And this is going to come from the chest because the letter ha is one of the letters of the lower throat. Yahdi al-qawma, qaf is going to be heavy. This is madlin madan ma. Qawma al-zalimin, Allah here is going to be heavy. And we end on a 4-count madarid lissukun. Qul la, qaf is going to be heavy. La, this is a 4-count med. This is going to be med ja'iz munfasil because I see that the med and the hamza are within 2 separate words. Ajidu, fi ma uhiya, here we have the word ma, which is again going to be a 4-count med. This is also going to be med ja'iz munfasil because I see the med and the hamza are within 2 separate words. U, this is a 2-count med. Hiya, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ilayya, ya here has a shadda, meaning that we are going to allow a little bit of pressure on the roof of the mouth to account for the shadda. Muharraman, ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha, and then men, this is going to be the noon sakin rule of idhar. We see there is a tanween followed by the letter ayn, which is one of the throat letters. Muharraman ala, ayn from the middle of the throat. La is a 2-count med. Ta'imin, ta is a 2-count med. It is also heavy. Ta'imi yata'amu, this is going to be a letter of idgham with ghunna, so merge these both together. Yata, ta here is going to have a sukun with a qalqala. It has qutub jad. So we are going to make sure it has a little bit of that bounce. يطعمه إلا, this is a four count med. This is going to be متصلة كبرى. So I see there is that حاء ضمير followed by the letter حمزة, and very easily we can tell because there is a small واو or a small ياء with the sign of med on top. يطعمه إلا, four count med. And then here إلا أن يكون, this is again going to be a four count med because this is going to be a med جائز منفصل, med followed by the letter حمزة in a separate word. يكون ميتة أو, this is going to be إظهار. We see nun sakin followed by the letter hamza, which is one of the throat letters. O, this is madlin. Damam masfuhan, this is going to be idgham with gunna. Mas seen here has safir, so allow it to whistle a little bit between the teeth. Masfuhan o, this is going to be idhar. Again, nun sakin followed by a throat letter. O, this is madlin. Lahma from the middle of the throat, it is a letter of ham, so give it a little bit of air and allow a little bit of pressure on the middle of the throat. Khinzirin, kha is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. Khinzirin fa'innahu, this is a madsila, this is going to be a two count madsila sughra. Rijisun, ra in this case is light because it has kasra. Jim has qalqala, a little bit of that bounce. Rijisun, o, this is going to be idhar. O is madlin. Fisqan, qaf is going to be heavy. Uhilla li ghayrillah, ghain is going to be heavy, and this is madlin. Ra here is going to be light. Name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has kasra. Bih, because we are stopping here, ha has a sukun, and ha is one of the letters of hams, meaning that there is going to be some air here. Make sure that you are emphasizing that and giving it proper air so that we're not dropping this letter. Bih. And this is going to come from the chest. فَمَنْ اِطْطُرَّ, ضَاد here is heavy, طَا is also heavy. Both of these are letters of خُسَى, دَغْضٍ and كِلْض, heavy letters. رَا in this case is also heavy, but because it has a fatha. غَيْرَ, غَيْن is going to be heavy. Again, خُسَى, دَغْضٍ and كِلْض, permanently heavy. رَا in this case is heavy because of the fatha. بَاغِيٌ وَلَا, غَيْن is going to be heavy, and this is إِدْغَام with غُنَّة. Wala, this is a two-count med. Adin, this is a two-count med. Ain from the middle of the throat. Adin fa, this is going to be ikhfa. Fa inna rabbaka, ra is going to be heavy. Ghafurur rahim, ghain is going to be heavy. Ra is heavy in both of these words. So ghafur is heavy, ra in rahim is also heavy. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, ha is a two-count med, do is a two-count med. حَرَّمْنَا, ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Na is a two-count med. كُلَّ ذِي ظُفُر, the is going to be a two-count med. ظُفُر, the is going to be heavy, ra in this case is heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ, ba is light, qaf is heavy, ra in this case is light because it has a kasra. وَالْغَنَامِ, غَيْن is going to be heavy, noon is light. حَرَّمْنَا, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Na is a two count med. عَلَيْهِمْ, عَيْن from the middle of the throat. شُحُومَهُمَا, ha here is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this is a four count med. It is مَجَّ is مُنْفَصِل because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. مَا حَمَلَتْ, ha from the middle of the throat, that here is going to have hams. ظُهُورُهُمَا, ظَا is going to be heavy, ra in this case is heavy because it has a dhamma, and then again this is going to be a four count med. This is مَجَّ is مُنْفَصِل, med and hamza are within two separate words. أَوِلْ حَوَايَا, this is again a four count med. Majja is munfasil. O makhtalata, kha is going to be heavy. Ta and lam are light. Ta is going to be heavy. So make sure you make that switch from heavy to light, light, and then heavy again. Makhtalata. Bi'azm, dha here is going to be heavy. Mim has tawassut. ذلك جزيناهم ببغيهم, غين is going to be heavy, ميم has توسط. وإنا, this is a two count med, لصادقون, صاد is going to be heavy, and then قاف is going to be heavy as well. فإن كذبوك, this is going to be إخفاء. كذبوك فقل ربكم, lam here is getting merged within the ra, so we are going to go straight from the قاف to the ra. فقل ربكم, ra here is going to be heavy. ذو رحمة, ra here again going to be heavy because it has a fatha, ha from the middle of the throat. رحمة و, this is going to be idgham with غنّة. واسعة ولا, again idgham without idgham with غنّة, sorry. Wala to count med, yuraddu ra here is going to be heavy. Ba'suhu, hamza here is going to have jahar. Anil qawm, qaf is going to be heavy. Mujrimeen, jim is going to have qalqala. Ra in this case is going to be light. And then we end here on a four count, mad'arid lissukun. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 143 and ayah 147 of Surah Al-An'am. Inshallah, we'll stop here and move on to the next portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.